Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to another episode of Lake Life Weekend Podcast with a special concerto edition. And with this spring season, we thought we will record a very special episode. It's weekend 18 and we are in full swing of this spring season. And we have invited three musicians from the Fargo-Moorheads Symphony to perform a private concerto here in Perm. And they have been practicing, rehearsing, and now actually writing the music for this Vivaldi Four Seasons, played by a violinist, pianist, and a cellist. And it has been a just very beautiful concert. And I'm very happy to share it with you via this podcast. So I don't want to keep this very long. Thank you for tuning in. The first part of this recording will be a little intro to the audience by myself, and then I'll lead this over to Jennifer Tagling, the violinist and lead musician to this concert, and she will actually guide you through the Four Seasons as Vivaldi has written them, and with some insights to the music before they start the concert at minute 10 here roughly of this recording. So if you're impatient to hear this concert, you can fast forward. Otherwise, it's very interesting to actually hear this introduction to the concert. Thank you again for tuning in and using our platform, lakelifeweekend.com. It's a daily updated website for events and stories and news on Lakes Country here. Thank you for emailing us, and please feel free to rate our podcast. That helps us get more attention in the iTunes and podcast platforms. So I won't keep this any longer, and I wish you a pleasant hearing here with the Concerto Vivaldi Four Seasons. Thank you and have a wonderful weekend. Piano, violin, and a cello, and I thought, how awesome, that is easy to replicate. And then I approached Jennifer, who I know from the playground, actually. Her husband is from Germany, and I met them in Fargo 5-6 years ago, and I called her up in November, December, and I said, hey, would you be able to arrange for some artists, musicians to help me with this? And she said, well, we don't have no music, this is not that easy. I said, well, I saw it. and then she asked, and she helped me and rewrote the music, as I understand. Maybe she can explain a little bit on how the Four Seasons and Vivaldi, I think it's a symphony concert with many, many more musicians normally, and it had to be arranged as a condensed version. But I actually don't want to hold this too long. I think it's a shy of an hour concert. It's all the Four Seasons, and why I thought this piece was just perfect for us, because in my work, in our work here, we work out of this room a lot now lately since last year.
and we are trying to communicate lake life, and we are also ambassadors of lake life year round. Most people here living, we know lake life exists year round, not just for the tourists in the summer. And so I thought Four Seasons is the perfect piece for us to celebrate lake life. And if Jennifer, if you want to just say a couple words about the work, the piece, the music before we start, I would appreciate. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much for coming. I hope we all enjoy it. And you have the word and then the music.
Good. So this is a perfect day to do this piece because it really celebrates the changing of the seasons. And I think no one is happier than the people here right now. We have changed over just today with spring. And so I thought it might help to explain kind of what we're doing. It's true, the version that Dirk saw in Rome, doesn't exist. Vivaldi wrote this as a set of four violin concerti, which means violin solo is standing in front of a smaller orchestra, a full orchestra with violins and violas and cellos and basses and a harpsichord at this time, not the piano. And so this trio version doesn't exist. What I did find was a violin-piano reduction of the part, and Bill is playing the actual cello part, so we sort of patched it together that way. But what you'll hear tonight is four separate concerti back-to-back, each is three short movements. Those movements are two fast outside movements and then a slow inner movement, so 12 movements in total. And our order tonight would be spring, summer, autumn, and then ending with winter. And I think we can all agree we're done with winter. And so let me introduce my colleagues. I have Bill Comida here helping me with cello, and Amy Mercer playing piano with me too tonight, and I'm Jennifer Tackley. And it helps, I think, to know how groundbreaking this piece was at the time. So we're talking Italy, 1720s, when Vivaldi was writing this, and he was up in northern Italy, in Mantua, and heavily influenced by the countryside around him. And so he wanted to write a piece where he's looking at this countryside through the changing of the seasons. He couldn't do that by kind of sticking with the conventional form at that time, so every music had a format that the composers would stick with, and it helped the audience to understand the music. He realized if he wanted to serve the form, the concerto form, that he couldn't be as free and flexible as he wanted to be. So he kind of threw that out the window, that went secondary. And first he decided to serve the story. So he wanted to tell a story. He was so adamant in this storytelling that he, in his original manuscript in 1725, was accompanied with poetry. And so and you can find this on Wikipedia, but in our parts we have lines of poetry between each section. And the fun thing about that is we don't know who wrote the poetry. And some scholars think that Vivaldi himself may have written the poetry, which gives us a fun chicken and the egg conundrum, which came first, the poetry or the music. We don't know, and it kind of doesn't matter. All we need to know is that this is a story. This is a song story, and he's so adamant that he writes the poetry in and alongside the musical notation. Some of the things you'll hear tonight, there's different scenes, different little vignettes that he wants to describe, and different characters. You'll hear bird songs, so when I'm fluttering between two notes, that's a lot of the time bird songs. You'll hear shepherds in the fields. There's a lot of storms. Almost every season has a storm. And so fast and furious playing, where it looks like we're really concentrating, that is usually storms. In autumn, there's a hunting season, and the hunting is told from two perspectives, the hunter and the hunted. So we get the horn calls of the hunters, and we also get these cascading from high to low notes, which indicate the prey falling down and dying. So we get all sorts of descriptions. There's lots of drinking in this one, and lots of drunken revelry and parties, and subsequent kind of sleeping it off. So whenever there's movements that are really still and quiet, it's usually sleeping or very still, quiet music. And then in winter, you'll hear, so the last concerto, you'll hear a lot of kind of slippy, sliding music, falling icy, and then you'll hear kind of a teeth chattering music, which is really fun. I'll try and look at you all when that happens if I can remember. But Thanks for going with us on this journey. We're going to start with spring and just try and go straight through if we can. So enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So this is where you'll get the a lot of drinking and revelry in this person and falling asleep.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I would like to, because I spent enough time. But it's nice to get another performance under and get use out of it. So, since this is with violin and piano, then if I have just the two of us to do at some point, then that's okay too. Sorry.
I suppose probably could just do it for the students at NASU in the recital hall for the love music.
We'd have to plan way ahead of time.
That's true.
It's booked, you know.
Yes.
Stuff going on everywhere.
Yes.
So if you could add a fourth instrument, would it be a second violin or would it be something else? Second violin.
Yeah. So if I had my choice, then I would probably have a string quartet with me, so that it would be two violins and a viola and a cello and piano, and then me playing the solo part. But this is good too.
Jared Pitcher playing in an old one change station.
This is nice acoustics.
Sound like a cathedral.
Yeah. I don't know about Amy, because you need to have a piano, but I've played in weirder places.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is nice. There's electricity and no bugs.
No bugs. No.
No wind.
No bar ambience.
Yeah, I had to play on a boat once that was docked, and we spent the whole time just rocking as we were playing. I played outside a lot, which is problematic. And that was, I'm trying to think of some of the other weird. I had to play in a museum when they forgot to turn off the Muzak that played.
Oh!
And since it was a weekend wedding, there was no one with the keys, so I had to play.
Oh my gosh.
I just left after a while. But yeah, there was competition between me and elevator music.
Fascinating.
You've been a delightful audience. Any other questions?
How long have you been at Concordia?
10 years.
Okay. And that's where I graduated from, so I was trying to figure out if I had run across you at all. That's true. It's been a long time ago now, though.
And I didn't know NDSU had a string program.
They have a violin teacher and a cello teacher. I'm actually not the cello, at least teaches.
Well,
that's all right, but I play there a lot.
Oh.
They have a violin teacher and a cello teacher and a few string students.
Okay. Very good. Because I graduated from NDSU.
Okay.
But back then I did have that.
It's no more for the band and their choir. Okay. But that's where FM Symphony plays. We play on the campus at NDSU and Festival Hall.
Great.
Well, good.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.